Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, March 8th. And I'll be damned if it's a good morning, man.
I know, you seem a little crabby today,
right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not about crabby. I mean, you come here in a good mood, then shit doesn't work again. It's always in the morning, so...
Yeah, but things could always be worse.
You're least prepared for it. When you come in the morning, I'm half asleep. You know, start having shit. Nah. You know, I like to take my time in the morning, not to have to rush.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, what have you been doing? I wanted to tell you, I got to look up that Facebook again because it wasn't either of the accounts that I showed you yesterday, but your account definitely comes up and there's new updates all the time.
Yeah, it's not me, Sam.
Here, Danny Victor.
Is it D-A-N-N-I?
Yeah.
That's not me. That's not how I spell my Facebook name. So that's like a fake fucking page.
D-A-N-N-I?
Yeah, that's really? Not me.
That's not you.
Yeah, that's me.
So they take your pictures all the time and update it?
Yeah, that's creepy as hell.
I don't know what... So I'm going to unfollow this
because... that's not me.
Because...
Can you actually report that page? That's really creepy.
Look, like Dash Radio. There you go, you see?
Yeah, that's not me.
That's a recent one though, right?
Yeah, it's recent, but right. I didn't post it on Facebook.
So they take your shit from...
Instagram.
Yeah. I got a bad bitch status?
Bad bitch status.
Okay, all right. So I need to unfollow this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know, but it's all you. Followed by 8,600 people.
They have more people than I do in real life.
Uh-huh.
Can you actually copy that link and send it to me? I'm going to report it.
Yeah, maybe I can share it, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Copy profile link. Okay.
Yeah, and then text it to me or...
Right, I'll text it to you right now.
Yeah, just so you don't forget.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people and everyone probably thinks that's me.
Yeah, that's true,
and
right?
Who knows what they're DMing back to people.
Yeah.
So creepy.
I know, man. It's fucking shitty. Hold on.
Like, they must go on my... They have enough time in their own day to take my pictures and upload my pictures with captions. It's really fucking weird.
Yeah, what I don't understand is why would they do this? It's pretty crazy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's a big fan of yours, decided to get...
I just got it. I just got your text.
Yeah. So you can see, you know, it's like... it's all your pictures, your posts. So it's crazy. And it keeps coming up first on my feed. I don't know why. It's not like I check it out ever.
Yeah.
But it puts it there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's not me.
I mean, I went to the page. It just says following. It doesn't even say friend. How can that be? I don't know.
I don't know how.
I found it. Maybe when you started, I thought that
it was your
account. Yeah. That's why I always tell you, you know, you're active on Facebook. You go, no, I'm not on there.
Yeah. Now we came down to the bottom of it. It's not me, folks.
So someone's pretending to be you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. You know, it's kind of flattering sometimes.
It's flattering, but it's creepy.
Right, it is. No, I guess it's flattering if they steal it and then they try to come across as someone else. But
it would be different
like
if it was a Danny Victor fan page.
Right.
And that people knew that it was just like a fan.
Or if it was like a Jenny Jones or something. And she just put your picture so people would...
Oh, like she stole it. Like they stole my picture.
Just stole the pictures.
Yeah.
But stayed the same person.
Like catfishing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they did with mine. So then I thought, that's pretty cool. Somebody thought I was good enough to post.
Right.
And
right.
mm-hmm. Imposters, motherfuckers.
Yeah, isn't it so bizarre?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, but my mom watches Israeli TV all the time. So they have a show that's ongoing about imposters.
Right.
And people that pretend to be somebody else. And it amazes me how many people fall for this shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially women that are desperate for a man or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They meet this guy. Oh, I have all this. I have all that. And they don't question shit until after a while.
Right.
And then they realize this guy is not who he says.
Yeah. But people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably say one out of every five people is an imposter.
Really? That's pretty high.
Maybe like one out of 11 or 12. But imagine that. Like, there's so many fake pages of me. And those are people that literally sit on, they have time in their day to steal my pictures, upload them onto their page pretending to be me.
Right.
That's weird.
It really is.
Yeah. No, it's creepy.
Right.
Like, someone's at home like, oh, but she uploaded. Sort of like, I've got to upload today. Got to get this content in.
But it only benefits you, really, when you think
not
about
really.
It.
Not really. Because those 8,600 people are following that person.
No, they're following you.
No, but it's a person that's not me. They're following an imposter.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is if they see you.
Do they put, like, captions and stuff?
I don't know. You'll have to look and see. But, no, but the reality is they're not going. I mean, if they're using your name and your pictures, they're not trying to be you.
I can't see it.
You know, they're just, I don't know.
To they me, have it me would blocked.
Be like a fan page. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's even more creepy.
Right?
Wow. People are really fucking.
People are crazy. It. Yeah, go ahead. Report that. I mean, you have every right. That's a total violation of the rules. But what I'm thinking is it just puts you out there, you know. I mean, if people know you, they would think it's you. It's your post. What do you care?
Because I don't need people posting on my behalf, Sam. Obviously, right. I care. Like, what if they put a caption like, I hate all white people?
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, now people think I said that. You know? That's weird to me.
I don't think they put that kind of stuff on there.
Yeah, probably not, but later. Still.
Wow, and they blocked you on top of everything.
Mm-hmm. Probably because they knew I'd find it and report the page, and they've got 8,600 followers.
Right.
Which they think that's a lot. It's not, but.
Well, for a layperson, for a normal person, it is.
Yeah.
Talking about watching the Israeli TV, they showed this girl who's become an Instagram model. You know?
Right.
She's got like, I don't know how many million. But you're seeing this young girl. I don't know what she had to be 19, 20 or something.
Right.
And everywhere she goes with her parents, you know. Maybe
right.
she's even younger than that.
Right.
Maybe she's underage. But she's become a star on Instagram or something. And then suddenly she's like this designer and, you know, and fashion expert and all this shit. And a millionaire on top of everything.
Awesome.
You know?
I think that's cool.
I know, but they don't know what the fuck to do with their money, you know?
How old is she?
But let me ask you something. I mean, it is cool, but what are they really doing for the world, for anything? You
what,
know?
Fashion bloggers and stuff?
No, yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, if you really, really, really like sit down and say, what are these people doing for the world?
No,
not doing
for
much.
The world, for the money. Let's even say they don't even work hard for the money. What do they have
no,
to do?
No, making videos is a lot of work. I barely edit mine, and I feel like it takes up a lot of time.
Okay,
like last night I edited a video that was like an hour long.
That's not work. That does not justify making millions. So,
but people do this every day.
Right.
But they have a whole team.
Right.
So they actually pay professionals, so they need that money. They need to make that money so they can
who
have those videos.
She
a camera crew, editing crew, like people that have a lot of YouTube subscribers, they have a whole fucking team.
Really?
And their whole team doesn't work. Yeah, seriously. I know a lot of YouTubers and they have, but they pay these people a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, yeah.
So they need to make those millions or they'd be
right.
broke.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they'd have basic ass videos like I do. Like mine are just like, I sit in front of a camera.
Right.
And I cut out the parts where I fuck up a word or I don't want it in there. But I don't have a team.
Yeah.
You know, if I was making millions of dollars a year on my YouTube, I would have a fucking team too.
Well, of course.
And I'd rent out studio space. I'd film like 3-4 times in an actual studio, not my apartment.
Right.
You know, it'd be different.
Huh. It's a whole new world, you
know?
Yeah.
But I mean, if people can make it successful and make money that way, all the more power to you.
Right.
Shit.
Exactly.
I came across this dude's profile the other day. He makes the most annoying fucking videos I've ever seen in my life. He has 88 million subscribers.
Wow.
I'm like, how did this dude get 88 million? Yeah. Do you know how much money he's making a year?
How can that be so much? I mean, I thought Kim Kardashian had the most or
No, she doesn't have a YouTube.
Oh, you're talking about YouTube.
Oh, you're talking about Instagram.
Right, right.
Oh, I don't know.
But YouTube, okay. So YouTube, 80 million is a lot.
88 million.
Wow.
Subscribers. That's a lot of fucking people. Wow. His average view on each video is about 10 million. He's making at least like a mil off each video.
Wow.
So every year he's probably making like 335 mil or something. Because Jeffree Star, he's a makeup artist. Everyone knows him. He made, I think, $450 million last year off his YouTube. And all he does is post like twice a week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's like richer than the, like a lot of celebrities from his YouTube. Yeah. That's why, like, if you can figure out how to be successful off YouTube, I say fucking do it.
Yeah.
Because then you like really never have to. I mean, it's hard work. Like, right. Jeffree Star really does put in a lot of fucking work on his YouTube. Like, he's got a whole setup. He's got an editing crew that edits his videos like as if it's like comedy, you know, like how they put like the slow-mo and like add animation and stuff. But he probably pays people a lot of money to do it. They go, I need this done by Wednesday. You got a day and a half.
Right, but it's not a lot of money. I mean, there's a lot of people that are young. They can do this shit and they don't charge a lot.
Yeah, 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 but they don't want... People that are making that much money off their YouTube don't want someone who just started.
No, I understand, yeah. But you don't need someone who just started. There's so many people doing this.
Right.
The pay is in the gutter.
But the people that have been doing it for a while, they can charge someone like Jeffree Star like 500 a video.
Yeah, for sure.
1,000 a video.
For sure, yeah, mm-hmm. At least.
Well, when you're making that much money, is nothing.
Right.
Really, at the end of the day.
Wow.
But to me, $1,000, even if I was a millionaire, is still a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, $1,000?
Man, we don't even know what the fuck's going on out there. And we're like some people barely making it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's people fucking, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's some guy I subscribed to his YouTube. He's got 5 million. And him and his homeboy just review other people's videos. I'm like, I'm about to start doing that. I'm going to put a female twist on this and just start reviewing other. But they have a team because they edit it and it's fucking funny.
Really?
Yeah. So I got to find someone who'll do my videos for like dirt cheap.
Right.
You know, at least in the beginning.
But do you have to do them like that? Maybe do some videos where you don't need that editing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I could probably learn how to do it myself. It would just take me longer.
Yeah. But do you have to edit it that way in order to post it?
Like... What do you
like,
mean?
Like, to put all the stuff in there? And
I probably wouldn't do, like, the slow-mos or, like, anything like that, but they do make the videos funnier.
Right.
Like, that's why people subscribe. They're like, yo, this guy put a lot of work into his video.
Oh, okay.
Like, mine are just, right now, I just, like, literally sit in front of a camera and talk.
Right.
Why people watch me? I don't know.
Yeah, people will watch anything.
But man, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I know. This guy that does Southern Mama, man, he fucking, like... Every video does gets like 5 million views, you know. He was here on the show, and I don't know. I mean, who the fuck watches?
He's making
that
a lot
shit?
Of fucking money, then 5 million views.
Yeah.
And now YouTube has this thing where you can insert ads in your video anywhere you want.
Noticed. Yeah, it tells you like wait for the ad and then it
Well, you can skip it after like 2 seconds.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Oh.
But people that have over like a million subscribers, if you go to their videos, they have like ad, because not only are they getting paid for whatever the fuck they're promoting,
right,
but they're getting paid per ad.
Right.
So if you got 5 million views, woo, honey.
That's a lot of
money. Yeah. Yep.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. I met some girl outside the nightclub. She's got like, I think, 1.8 mil on YouTube, and she says off one video, she usually makes like 5 to 7 grand.
Wow. Jeez.
Which will only go up for her.
And how old is she?
She's younger than me. She's like 23.
Really?
Yeah. And I watched some of her videos and they suck.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, people, how do you have a million subscribers? It's so crazy. But I think it's because if you scroll all the way down her page, her beginning videos are just like mine, like sitting in front of a camera, really shitty lighting. And then you could progressively see that she did like once a week, then twice a week,
right,
then every day of the week. So I think it's just really consistency. And then once you get more people on your page, you can afford to do more with your videos.
Right, right. So. And people find you how? Just by
I don't
it
know.
Going viral?
I really
shit?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They start sharing, you know?
I think so. Like,
it's all about sharing, I noticed, you know?
Because after I uploaded the Cameron Dallas video, I jumped 20,000.
Yeah.
And then me and Gabby did a video together that somehow... I wouldn't say it went viral because it didn't get millions of views, but it has almost 300,000 too.
Oh, nice.
And I got, I think, 15. So I was at like 30 when a couple weeks ago. Now I'm at 64,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I got like 30,000 followers.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. And how did they find you? I don't know.
I don't know.
People just share.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how these people find me because I'm not trending or anything. Like, right. I'm not in trending videos.
And how did they decide who to follow? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, I'm in love with this girl, so I'll follow her.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people. And it's weird because a lot of guys follow me too.
Uh-huh.
I think they probably just think I'm pretty. But most of the girls that follow me are like, I like how you keep it real.
Oh.
Like, it seems like you're not full of shit like most of the people on YouTube. Because a lot of people on YouTube are putting on, like, I follow these girls on Instagram. They're pretty. They're stylish. But they just started a YouTube channel together and their first video is completely scripted. And I'm like, I don't know how anyone would subscribe to your channel because this whole thing is not even a day in your actual life. It's actually really fucking annoying to watch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you need to be consultant about these things because you really spent time learning all this,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
You'll make money one day.
One day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah, when, I think
as soon as you figure it out,
yeah.
you will. You're not far from it. You already have the followers.
I think you need to be at like maybe 150,000 on Instagram to make some good. I mean, not Instagram, YouTube. To make some like at least a decent amount of money on your ads because you'll have more views at that rate. Like right now I'm averaging between 10 to 30
thousand views
on a video, but then there's some, like if I post about me and Gabby, it'll get 50. If I'm with Gabby, it'll get over 100.
Yeah.
If I talk shit about some guy I hooked up with, it'll get 100.
Right.
So it really all depends. But if I have more subscribers, I'd get more views, which means they'd be watching more of my ads, which would pay me.
Right.
Because they don't pay you shit.
Yeah.
It's like 0.001.
I know, per thousand or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Yeah, so you need a lot in order to justify that.
Yep.
But yeah, what the hell? I mean, I think most people do this. They just start out. They don't know how it's going to turn out. Nobody does.
Right.
And then they just blow up. Yeah. You know?
And then their whole life has changed. But if you type in, I quit YouTube.
Yeah.
Onto YouTube. Uh-huh. There's a lot of people who blew up on YouTube and they can't handle it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I would say in the past year,
wow.
5 or 6 people that I used to watch are all like, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, you need to like go see a therapist, get your shit together and come back. Because the money you're making, honey.
Yeah, what do you mean you can't do
this? Some girl was like, I'm making $80,000 a month. 80 grand a month. How many months is that in a year?
That's 12.
Let's see how much you're making. I mean, don't get it twisted. You have to pay taxes off your YouTube money.
Right.
They tax you.
Yeah, no, I know. 96, isn't it?
906. So basically, you're almost a millionaire.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ever hear you complain, bitch. Go see your therapist and get back on your video and talk about how you just paid a therapist to help you with your problems and make some more money. The fuck?
The fuck exactly?
Like, get your shit together.
I know.
But more money, more problems.
Wow.
Yeah. She's like, I felt like I was losing myself in all these videos. It's like you guys keep asking more of me and more of me and more of me. I'm dry. I have nothing else to give you.
Yeah.
Good. I'm like, oh my god! But yet you here you are making us a video to make us feel sorry for you. What the hell?
Right? Then she makes money off of that too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she got money off that video.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. You know, I really don't. But then again, when you look at today, it's hard to understand anything that's happening.
Yeah.
The world has transformed itself. I started watching a documentary on Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And attitudes and stuff towards sex and everything. They show you the kids, you know, like in the late teens, 20s. Yeah. They're so fucking innocent. They're so fucking, like, ignorant of things.
Yeah.
Many of them are virgins at 23, 24. They're totally virgins. There's guys, okay, like, these things are unbelievable, but they're happening there.
Right.
There's a guy... They go with a guy to this place where all they do is they cuddle you, okay? So like you can put your head on the leg's lap or something.
Right.
She can also hug you or whatever, hold your hand in a little massage cubicle.
Mm.
But you're not supposed to have sex or anything, right?
Yeah.
No sex. They tell you ahead of time and all this. So. These guys pay money. And then he goes, oh, yeah, I kind of like the feel of a woman. And you go, what? What the fuck, man? So they never really touch a woman. They don't know how to deal with her. And then And then girls hire guys to pretend to be their boyfriends so they can learn how to act with a boy.
That's very bizarre to me.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? She paid like 80 euro an hour, an hour and a half, which is about, you know, 100 bucks or something.
Right.
And for an hour or something. And she's very shy, you can see. But he's like holding her hand and they go to the movies and all that shit. And you go, but they don't really do anything, you know? But I mean, for girls to pay for something like this is unbelievable.
Yeah, no thanks.
So, you know, and I haven't even watched half of it, but there's a lot of things there. They're saying Japan produces the most porn in the world.
I mean, I believe that, which is funny because a lot of those people in Japan are probably losing their virginity in a porn.
I don't know.
No, they probably are.
No, I don't know.
I feel like Asian women in general, even ones that I meet in America, seem so innocent to me. So it's
right, they
crazy
do, right?
To me that they have like the number one.
I know. But, you know, people do it. What can you do? I haven't gotten to that part yet, so I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people in other countries like Czech, Slovakia, and like Russians and stuff, I think a lot of women in the porns out there have had no choice, but they had to do it.
Well, yeah, those are sad stories. I mean, that's sex trafficking and shit. Yeah. No, I don't believe in that at all, you know. But the thing is there's a lot going on that we don't know about, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I was just blown away by the society. And then they're saying that the population decreases, you know. They're saying that guys don't feel that they're financially, economically ready to care, to start a family.
Right.
Things like that, you know. Did you ever see, like, when people live in the city, like in Tokyo, that's very populated.
Mm.
Did you see where they live? I mean, it's almost like fucking closets. You pay $3,000 to live in a fucking closet. I'm telling you.
I feel like a lot of other countries live different, like different.
That's crazy just to live like in the city.
Yeah.
So, like New York is not much better in many places.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like people are paying as much as I'm paying for rent and they're like literally living in a shoebox.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know how you guys fucking do
that. Or a disgusting place. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Wow. I know. I don't understand how that goes. You know, what's going on?
No, I don't know either.
Yeah, but the world has changed, you know. And then they show you these boys that are young men that prefer to play video games. And you know what they watch for porn? Manga. You know what manga is?
Nope. Go ahead and explain it to everyone.
Yeah, it's Japanese comic books, but they show hardcore sex in comics. And these guys fall in love with these characters.
So anime.
Anime, but
yeah.
Anime with sex.
Yeah.
It's porn anime, right. That's what it is.
So
that's what they aspire for, these perfect women with superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. I don't know what the fuck, man, but you watch that and you go, wow, where are we going?
Yeah,
where are we going? You know, we have the problem with screens also, you know.
That's so gross.
Yeah, you gotta turn your microphone a little bit. They just moved.
What?
The microphone on the top. There.
I think it still works the same if it's crooked.
No, it's not.
You just have OCD, Sam. It's fine.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Look, it's a directional microphone, and only the best way is to talk directly to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stop arguing. Come on, just accept it.
No. Nope.
Are you going to go see Captain Marvel?
No.
I know. I'm not into these comic book movies anymore.
I love comic book movies, but that one I didn't see the preview and say I have to go see this.
Really?
I'll probably see it when it comes to like Redbox or DVD, but I'm not seeing that in the theaters, no.
Mm.
Nope.
Who's the actress?
Brie Larson.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what else she's been in.
I know.
But people are like obsessed with her, I guess, so.
Yeah, it's again all these geeks, you know, these comic book geeks. They fall in love with characters, which is unbelievable. But
that's how people make money, so I get it.
Was Captain Marvel always a woman? Or did they just make it a woman?
I think they just made it a woman for the movie.
For the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
That's what I think. I never followed that particular comic, so I don't know. But okay. I guess they know what guys like, man. Look at Tomb Raider. You know, guys fell in love with a
video game
character.
The new one? The new one who replaced Angelina Jolie?
No, I'm talking in the game, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a video game.
Yeah. I never played it. I've never been, like, a video game girl.
Yeah. But, no, it's a movie. It's a game for boys, obviously. And she's, like, in shorts, and she...
Yeah, I know her outfit. Everyone is it for Halloween.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. Lara Croft. Yeah.
I'm so hungry right now. My stomach is growling.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I ate so much yesterday, too, but I'm trying not to eat past 7 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, because I want
to... You mean, like, you wouldn't eat a steak at 11:30
no,
like I do?
No. I mean, unless I'm going on a date and the date is like at 10 p.m., there's right, really nothing I can do about it. But if it's in my control, I'm going to try not to eat past 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, because supposedly if you eat past 7, it like sits at the bottom of your stomach and then you're like sleeping, you're not active, and it just right, like stays there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling me that. That helps. Well...
What's so today's date?
Today, oh, the date, the 8th.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, March 8th already.
I know. What is up? I mean, it's not moving by too fast.
Well.
Well, depends. I guess next week is like the middle of March, though. Right. Like next weekend is already the 16th. Yeah. That's wild.
That's very wild. I know. Do you think it's going to rain this weekend? Does it say that it will?
Let's see.
Yeah. I don't know. But
no, you know, it's not.
It's like I look forward to the weekend and then I'm like, what am I going to do now? I got too much time on my hands.
Next weekend, the weather's going back up to the 70s, though.
Oh, wow.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
So no rain anymore.
No, just cloudy all weekend. Then Tuesday, the temperature starts going back up to 66. Friday will be 69. Saturday, right. 71, 74, but that could change because that's also a week away. So.
Right, exactly. It changes.
You never know. Daily. Let me see how... It's 32 degrees in Boston. Puh.
Did you see how many people are starting to stay away from Michael Jackson stuff? Unbelievable. Now, The Simpsons, poor Michael Jackson episode.
Mm.
There's also a few other things that I read yesterday, I think. I don't remember what they were, but... Also, people trying to sort of, like, distance themselves, which is fucking crazy.
I mean, it's not really crazy because they just had this whole scandal come out.
I know. But what is crazy is that this is, like, turning out to be true. And this is our king of pop. You know, how are you going to, like, erase him?
But how can you say it's turning out to be true when he's not here to, like...
Yeah, because...
You know what I mean?
No, I know. But apparently there's strong evidence... look, I mean, even Oprah was blown away, I suppose, right? By she interviewed these guys. I don't know what they said. I didn't watch it.
Everybody else watched it, though. Yeah, where is it at? Is it on demand, on Netflix? Where is
it? I'm sure you can find it anywhere. And then Gayle King interviewed R. Kelly.
Yeah, he went apeshit.
Yeah, he went apeshit.
He was like, he like cried everything.
Really?
Yeah, it was like.
I mean, he jumped off his chair and started ranting and shit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think he probably feels like his world is imploding.
Well, it is
right
fuck.
Before him, finally.
But how could he not have figured out?
I mean, and because he got away with it the first time, so he probably thought he was invincible.
Yeah.
Now it's all coming back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I guess once you start, you can't stop with this shit, huh? Well, this abuse.
For you to start to begin with means that there was a problem.
Right.
And then for you to get away with the shit that you already got started with means it's going to even deepen the issue right. Because now you feel like, okay, well, I can get away with this shit.
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that he was going to marry that 14-year-old, he should have known back then, what the fuck am I doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man, so all these molestations and shit, and you realize so many girls, so many women get their lives destroyed like this, you know? I mean, how do you overcome something like this, you know? It's very hard to imagine. But you're right. Michael doesn't get his day in court, but I guess he did. They did go to court and shit, and then they settled. Some other people did, but...
I know he settled with like a few people outside of court, right. But
usually when they settle means they're guilty, you know. But
I mean, I know if I was being accused of something and I know wholeheartedly I didn't do it, I'd want to go to court.
Right.
Because I'm like, I didn't fucking do this shit. Of course. I'm not paying you a penny. Like, you're not about to accuse me of some shit I didn't do.
Right. But they, but people can convince themselves.
And people can convince a jury, too. So then it's like, do I really want to go to court and then end up in jail for something I actually didn't do?
Yeah. Yeah, man. So Melania was talking to the people. I don't know what the fuck she was talking about. But it's interesting to see her talk because she talks like she has bedroom eyes all the time. You know? Yeah. So let's see. What else is going on? There's so much shit going on in politics. I don't even want to get into it.
No, thank you. But
because I do. I mean, I read about it, you know, behind the scenes privately, but not here because everybody's already talking about it. What have we got to say nobody has said yet, you know?
Right.
Except this fucking anti-Semitic bitch. But, yeah. So, I got a couple things here. I don't know if we should play them or not. Greg sent them to me. Greg Rempe, who was the barbecue guy, was on the show. And he said he put some funny things
together. If he worked in an office, he would definitely be crossing some lines. That's for sure.
Right?
Yeah, he seems like that type of guy. No offense to you, Greg, but...
No, but what do you mean crossing lines as far as what?
Like he would probably say or do something that was inappropriate that would get him in trouble.
No, I don't think so. He's just funny. He's a comedian.
Yeah, most guys that come off that way think they're funny and they're not.
Came off in what way? Like really... obscene and the way he talks.
Yeah. Which I wasn't expecting at all.
Really?
I thought he was going to be some like just guy that's like really serious about barbecue.
Yeah, maybe he was just showing off and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Let's listen to this because I haven't.
What is this about the cum on her face?
Let's see. Gonna. No, I don't like that. Okay, I'm gonna try just one more. That's it. If it's not, yo, it's time for Sharon with Sherry. Sometimes it gets real scary when she's down on her knees looking to please. Then one time in a race, she gets cum splashed on her face. Okay, so you get that's great. And what happened is that I guess he liked. He was shocked by the stories and everything.
Mm.
So he just would do things about them. You know, he figured if we can talk like this on the show, this is going to be his channel, to channel his dirty side. You know, because he couldn't do it on the barbecue show.
Oh, yeah, obviously. So people would be like, I'm all set.
Yeah. So
barbecue show, sauce and semen.
For my show, he started putting all these things together.
Yeah.
Yeah, semen. Do you ever watch porn?
Yeah.
You do?
Not all the time, but yeah.
Yeah. But do you have any preference? Do you want to discuss it at all?
What do you mean, preference?
Like, what kind of porn do you like to watch? Just anything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything that you can see?
They have to be, like, decent looking. I can't watch porn with ugly people, and 90% of the porns are ugly people, so that's crazy.
That's true, right?
So it already narrows it down to just, like, four or five videos. Like, if you go on, like, Pornhub.com, like... Uh-huh. The first whole page is a bunch of ugly motherfuckers who I don't want to see naked. None of you are in shape. You look like sloppy,
amateurs, right?
Disgusting messes that I don't think any guy I know would fuck. Like, I'm sorry. It's just facts.
But maybe it's a fact also that guys like all these kind of different
probably.
People.
I think porn
like
is
real people.
I think porn is more for men than it is for women.
Of course.
Women like to watch porn, but like they like to watch porn that seems like it would be in like a movie,
right? Like, yeah, like 50 Shades or
yeah
something.
Like if there's like a little story behind it and like a little bit of acting, like nobody just wants to watch two people in their living room filming off a fucking camera, like
right.
No, it's
right.
Just really not.
No, I know what you're saying, you know, and I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But people like amateur stuff, you know?
Right.
I don't know that I necessarily like only, you know, the like perfect productions and stuff.
Right.
Because sex is about real people, you know? And I feel like if you watch a movie like this, it's like watching like Playboy or something. It's not real, you know? It's like, I don't know. Some people like that, you know? But I like natural looking sex, you know? That to me is like when... And that's why I like to watch the Japanese porn because they don't look like actors. They don't behave like actors.
I don't watch Japanese porn. I never have.
No, but I do. And because I discovered it looks real to me.
Right.
So that's good enough for me. And they put some stories in there, you know, although you don't understand shit of what they say.
Yeah.
But you can tell what they do, you know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what the fuck like are they saying?
Yeah, like one movie, it's called, it must be called like The Cum Cleaners or something, right?
Oh, God.
So what they do is they show a few scenes with massages.
Right.
Where they give them a hand job or a blow job. And then the guy just comes on himself. And then they bring like a cleaner to come and lick it all off. You know,
that's disgusting.
Right? So, but that's a story. They try to sell you on the fact that it's okay to send someone to clean it up with their
right.
tongue.
Right.
But that's fantasy, you know? That's...
People are trash.
Yeah. People are trash. No, but, well, that's what sex does. I mean, sex is a primal thing, you know? It's on an animal level. We've just made it. So it's connected with love and all that shit. But think about it. Sex is only for reproduction. It's not like to fall in love as far as evolutionary things, you know?
Right.
We just mix it with love, you know? I mean, really, men can have sex, and some women can too. But some can have sex and... what did I want to say?
I just have no idea got what distracted. You wanted to say.
Let's close this motherfucker here. The fucking browser just distracted me. But no, so yeah, men can have sex, no problem. Some women can too. Many women do. Many women do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, remember we were talking about many women cheating for sex, which is sort of like counterintuitive to what we thought it was.
Right.
You know, but... yeah, because it's not always part of love, you know. Sex, first and foremost, is to reproduce. And we've made it what it is. And I don't know, I think we need to be more open about sexuality.
I think so, too. I think women do, too. Because a lot of women that talk about sex, men automatically think they're whores, which is not true at all.
Right.
Some people just like to voice their opinions on things, like me.
Right.
And I'm not a whore, not even remotely close.
Right.
So.
But yeah, and then women have to deal with all the harassment and being hit on all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think about it because I'm a man. I'm on Facebook. I barely communicate with anyone in Messenger.
Right.
Just maybe close people. But yet I understand that women get like millions of fucking offers and
right.
propositions.
Right.
And all this. And I'm like, fuck, man. Just like leave the woman alone.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
Because everybody does the same thing, too. I mean, don't they think about it? If I'm doing it, maybe there's another 10 guys doing the same thing, sending her dick pics or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, so social media is really something you have to learn how to navigate or it'll eat you up alive.
Yeah.
You know, all the haters and shit. And
it depends,
that
like,
can consume you.
It depends how you handle that type of thing.
Right.
I mean, someone that can't handle anyone's opinion or any type of criticism probably shouldn't have social media.
Right.
Because that's just like literally that's where internet thugs go to live, breathe and die, basically.
That's true.
So you just got to be like, well, these people are completely irrelevant to my life.
Right.
And I don't
and
care what they have to say.
If you met them in person, like in the street, you'd go, who the fuck cares what they think?
Yeah. They're right. Like completely irrelevant to your life.
Right. Absolutely irrelevant.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's how I handle it. I'm like, fuck y'all.
Any new movies coming out this weekend that you know of? Oh, well, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Right? What other movies?
I think that came out last night.
Oh, probably, yeah. At midnight or something, yeah. Right? Yeah. So, so they just released the report for that plane that disappeared, that MH370. Was that Malaysian airline? Whatever.
They just what?
They released a report about the plane that disappeared.
Okay.
And they say that the cause of the jet's disappearance cannot be determined.
Well, I mean, it disappeared.
Right.
Obviously, it can't be.
But they did a report trying to figure out what happened, at least to try to reconstruct something, and apparently they were able to do nothing. So that's pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing is really... It's kind of like that show Manifest, but in Manifest, they came back.
Yeah.
It's like their plane disappeared for 5 years, and then all came
Manifest?
Back. Yeah.
Oh, I've read a book like that.
The show is so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can't wait for the new season to come out. It was a pilot,
too. It's like a whole series?
Yeah.
About being gone for 5 years.
Yeah, their plane. So for them, it just seemed like they took off and landed. But right. when they actually landed, it was 5 years later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, I read a book where people landed and everybody was like dead and shit.
On the plane? Or no, everyone in the world?
In the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared. I'm like, what happened in the last 4 hours we were on a plane?
Right. So, yeah. So there's a lot of interesting stories mm-hmm. like that, you know. Wow. What else did I want to
I think
to
I slept
about?
Too much last night or I yeah. woke up too much last night because I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
But I went to bed at 9:45. Probably fell asleep around 10:30.
So how's that possible?
I don't
so
know.
You really had shitty sleep.
Yeah, well, I know I woke up at 11 because somebody texted me and it woke me up. And then I went back to bed, but then I woke back up at 3, and then I woke back up at 4, 5, wow. and like in between 5.
So maybe it's because you went to sleep too early and you weren't that tired.
No, I was exhausted last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I also drank a lot of wine, so that could have been it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm really tired. I could go home and take a nap for sure.
Yeah, well, it's a short day, right? It's Friday.
Yeah.
I live here at 12 anyway, so I'm looking forward.
That's
I love
not bad.
Fridays, yeah. Fridays are cool. What else is going on?
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend. I'm really curious as to what movies are coming out, although I don't fucking go see the movies anymore, you know?
I have no clue, because I always watch my shows after they've been recorded, so I fast right. forward the previews, so I have no idea what movies are out.
Right.
Like, not a clue.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to... Oh, so I watched National Treasure again. Do you remember that
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage and Diane... What's her last name? Do you know?
Keating?
No.
I don't know.
I can't remember. Something sort of like Dutch, I think, or something. But, man, she hot. And I remember I like really had a crush on her when the movie first came out. I don't even know her name. But
yeah, I don't know that girl's name either. But you're talking about the blonde, right?
Yeah, the blonde.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll look it up right now because I want to see what her name was. Diane Kruger. Okay, so there you go. Diane Kruger. So, yeah. And then there was, wasn't there a National Treasure 2? I think there is.
Yeah, there definitely was.
I never saw that one. Have you?
Yeah.
Was
I saw
it,
them both.
Do you remember?
They're both decent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I like it. He's pretty good, Nicolas Cage, huh?
Yeah.
He's a likable guy.
He did a movie for Netflix that was actually pretty fucking terrible, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, but I mean, the movies can be terrible, but other than that. And then the bad guy's name is Sean Bean, who is a bad guy in almost every fucking movie. Mission Impossible, I remember him, and a lot of other movies. So.
Yeah.
Yep. And let's see. So finally... Well, the reality is I didn't have time to prepare a lot of shit here. So right off the top of my head, what is this, National Treasure 3? Is that possible?
I think there was 3.
There was 3?
I'm pretty sure.
No, it says why. Here's why the sequel hasn't happened.
Oh, maybe there was only 2.
No, it's just, I think they were talking about it or something, right? Premiere date, September, with such a good cast. Okay, well, I don't know. They're not saying anything here, so I don't know what about National Treasure 3.
Right.
But if it comes out, I guess I'll see it. I don't know. I'm, like, looking for so many different movies, and I'm waiting for that one, Glass, that came out.
Oh, to hit Redbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good. I want to see that, too.
Yeah.
That's a Marvel movie.
No.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yep. Those are all Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I almost watched it on my flight, but I took so many Xanax. I was like, I can't make it. I can't make it through this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's, well, it's a good, No, wait a minute. Not. No. Wait a minute. It's a Marvel movie? Oh, okay. Now I'm thinking about it. Okay, but it's M. Night Shyamalan, which is...
Yeah, but it's a Marvel movie, though.
It's a
though.
Marvel movie.
He just directed it.
Because, yeah, because it is about comic books and shit. Yeah. Okay.
They're all comic book characters.
No, they're not. They're not.
Yes, they are.
But, well, not in the original, because all three characters were in other movies that the director made, and he sort of put them together in a...
But they're all original comic book characters, just this is the first movie they're doing together. But Glass and Unbreakable were in the same movie. They're like enemies in the movie that Bruce Willis is in 20 fucking years ago.
Right.
I can't wait to see it when it comes on DVD.
Yeah.
But I think it still might be in theaters, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But Split is the movie that... Okay, well, I got a note here. Okay, so we got to wrap up the show because I got some problem listening to the show.
Oh.
So, but it works on the apps. It should. Anyway, let me go get that. We're out of time at any rate. Have a great weekend, everybody. Danny, stay out of trouble.
Okay.
And we'll see everybody Monday. She's like, okay.
Yeah, no problem.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.